Now is the time to have your voice heard on proposed affordable housing changes to Barrie's zoning bylaw. Two virtual meetings will be held today on proposed bylaw amendments to address barriers to housing affordability, clarify definitions, update development standards for second suites and detached accessory dwellings, and improve implementation of the bylaw to support affordable housing programs. The proposed amendments, which were first introduced at a public meeting held on June 15, consider everything from increased setbacks and maximum size restrictions for detached accessory dwelling units, also known as coach houses or garden suites, to refining definitions, to allowing some residential and institutional zones, City Planner Shelby White said in an invitation to Barrie residents. City Council is expected to make a decision on the changes this fall. The Allendale Neighborhood Association, ANNA, has long held concerns about these proposed changes. This is an important issue, especially to our historic neighbors where developers are buying up homes with the intent to either sever properties or build second homes in behind primary homes, creating density on single lots of more than 3 to 4 times what was once there, said ANNA member Kathy Kolbach. Many of the older homes are already owned by absentee landlords who have 2 second suites within these homes and can now create another single unit in the backyards, for example a granny suite, she added. Kolbach said these units are not affordable housing and rent for between $1,700 and $3,500 a month. How is our city continuing to allow development that is not affordable? She asked. Money in lieu of affordable housing is not the answer unless the money goes to the County of Simcoe, or the money goes directly to not-for-profits, such as Redwood Park, communities, who have a proven track record. The city has acknowledged there has been considerable uptake in the construction of second suites in Barrie, but their affordability is declining. In 2020, only 25% of new second suites were assumed to be rented at an affordable rate, compared to 70% in 2018 and 2019, and 90% in 2017. Staff have also noted a growing interest in the construction of detached accessory dwelling units, along with concerns from residents about their size and impact on neighboring properties. The proposed changes include making it easier to build more affordable housing by permitting smaller units, making it easier to create additional dwelling units in existing multi-residential buildings and exploring options for mixed, institutional residential proposals. Proposed changes would also include new standards for detached, accessory dwelling units, which are becoming an issue in some Barrie neighborhoods. These changes would clarify that a maximum of 1 detached accessory dwelling unit, containing 1 dwelling unit, is permitted per lot as an accessory use to a single detached dwelling, a duplex dwelling, a semi-detached dwelling unit and a street townhouse. They would also establish a maximum unit size equal to 45% of the total gross floor area of the principal building, up to a maximum of 65 square meters, and make it clear that a detached accessory dwelling unit is not permitted to have a basement or other habitable living space below grade. Where a detached accessory dwelling unit is attached to a detached private garage, a minimum driveway length of 6 meters would be set, measured from the garage door to the lot line. Single and two-story detached accessory dwelling units would be permitted, subject to different development standards. And the first story of a two-story detached accessory dwelling unit could be used as a detached private garage, with the housing unit only permitted above the garage. As part of Bill 108, the More Homes, More Choice Act of 2019, the province amended the Planning Act to require that official plans permit 3 housing units on 1 lot, a main dwelling with a second suite and a detached accessory suite. In November of the same year, Barrie City Council amended its zoning bylaw to make it easier to build a second suite and provide other forms of affordable housing, permitting both a second suite and a detached accessory dwelling unit in 9 residential zones. Providing more as-of-right permissions in the zoning bylaw for affordable units is intended to provide greater project certainty for housing providers, make it easier to secure funding, and reduce approval times, all of which both directly and indirectly impact the cost and feasibility of building affordable housing. Both affordable housing sessions are scheduled for today. The first goes from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., and the second is from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. To register to attend one or both of the meetings, send an email to shelby.white@barrie.ca to receive a meeting link.